awake, to work, and to love. Pray also for me. Amen. Welcome back, Grace. So now, most of you have been here at church throughout the summer, every Sunday, and yet still every year we have this Welcome Back Sunday. It's a homecoming celebration of sorts. Traditionally, churches do this because during the summer months, many people and families step outside of their normal routines, outside of school and work and church and even cities. Traditionally, in the summer, people travel more and they play more and they rest more, traditionally. So when school starts again, families come back together to school, to church, to community, and hopefully they are even more nourished by adventure and rest, traditionally, that is. Did any of you have adventures this summer? Anybody have some adventure? Great! And what about rest? Did anyone have rest this summer? Okay, great. And so are you coming back even more nourished and ready to engage? I hope you all had some experiences that fed you to come back to community stronger and prepared. Traditionally, that is what summers are for. So welcome back, Grace. Many of you know that I have also been away for the last 3 weeks or so, and I was tending to some business that was quite unexpected, and I had some rest as well. So thank you for the space and for the care and for the support. Sometimes when we step away from community for a time, we don't know exactly what we'll need to come back or to re-engage with community. And that can feel difficult. It can be hard not to know what you need to be in community when you've been away for a while. And nobody likes to feel unprepared. Feeling unprepared can make us anxious or feel insecure. And that is why I love a good back to school shopping list. How many of you love back to school shopping? I think I've done it 4 times this summer. I love it because you literally get a list of all the things you need to be prepared to go back into school community, and then you go out and you get all the things and you put them in your backpack, and then you are all prepared, right? You just have everything you need. What is it that we need to be prepared to go back into school community? So I have my backpack right here. Let's just see what's in it for school, okay? Let's see. So, okay, yes, I have a sleep mask. And, oh yeah, and some earplugs. Oh wait, sorry, that was the teacher's wish list. That's not at all what kids need for a back to school. Let's see, we need a notebook. Yeah, that's good, we need that. No notebook. We need a pen. We got that. I have my computer. A computer is important. So that's all good. We have all of that. Check, check, check. I'm just gonna set that down now because I am totally prepared. Why do you think we need these things to go back to school? Why do we need a pen to be able to write down the things that we hear? Yeah. What about paper? Do you all still use paper in schools? Yeah, okay. You use lots of paper. Sometimes we need crayons And we need good open ears and bright eyes to be able to hear and see what people are teaching us. It's so great to have that back to school shopping list. But what about church community? What do we need to be in community well together? To be good Christians? You know what I actually think that we need is a really good back to church shopping list. And then we could just go to the store and we could get all the things we need to be a good church community member and to be a good Christian, right? Just get it all at the store. Well, lucky for us, today we read a letter from Paul that he wrote to a church community 2,000 years ago, and I think it is the perfect back to church list. So thanks, Paul. You want to take a look at it together? All right, let's take a look and see what Paul says we all need to get back to church community and to be good, strong Christians. Okay, here we go. Paul says we need armor. What? Okay. And a belt and a breastplate and a shield and a helmet and a sword? Wait, what's going on here, Paul? I don't even know where to buy all of those things. Oh, wait, here's one. I know where to get this. Paul says we need shoes. I know where to get shoes. But here's the problem. Paul says we need shoes that make us ready to walk the way of peace. What kind of shoes are those? Oh, wait, Birkenstocks. Seriously, Paul, are you preparing us to be warriors? We're Christians. I'm confused and I am curious. Most of you know that Paul wrote this letter from prison where Paul was being held by the Roman Empire for preaching the word and the life of Jesus. So, of course, Paul is not preparing these new communities of Jesus followers to be warriors. Paul is using the language of empire and flipping it to make a point. Paul's whole goal in all of his letters to these new communities is what? One thing. Paul is focused on unity. That is Paul's desire. All of these people coming from various traditions, backgrounds, cultures, ethnicities, all coming into these new communities, and Paul's whole focus is how can he keep them unified together and of one mind. That sounds a lot like school to me. And Paul is making the point. Paul is making the point that none of this military equipment that is used by empire, armor, swords, shields, or even shoes will equip us to follow Jesus. None of that will equip us to be good, strong Christians. Paul is teaching us that there is nothing we can buy, nothing outside of us that will get us ready for this way of Jesus, this call to walk or to be in community with others as followers of Jesus. Everything we need to be a Christian, everything we need to be in good community and to walk the way of Jesus is given to us freely by God, and it is inside of us. It is discovered and found through relationship, not purchased with money, but discovered through relationship. Paul says what we all need is righteousness, faith, trust in salvation, and the spirit of peace. And none of those things are found in a store or can be carried in a backpack. So how do we get faith? How do we get trust in the Spirit? How do we get peace? How are we made strong and prepared to follow the way of Jesus? So Paul says in this letter that we are made ready through prayer. Through prayer. And this is why we come back here week after week. That is why we are in community together. We come back together to engage in prayer for strength and power, faith and trust, and yes, peace, to walk the way of Jesus, which is the way of what? Love. Friends, we get what we need to be Christians together in community by being in community. So here is the thing we need the most, prayer. So I wrote a little prayer, and it goes with every child or teacher in their backpack, and the prayer is this. We bless you with faith, strength, confidence, compassion, and courage in the name of Jesus. May you be aware of your full potential as a child of God, and may you know you are loved exactly as you are every day. May God fill you with curiosity so that your heart and mind are open to new ideas and new adventures, so that you may become fully who God made you to be. Your Grace Church family loves you. So this will go with every child or teacher in their backpack every day to remind them that the most important thing we can have when we re-enter community is prayer and each other, which is love. So pray for me also, Grace, and I will pray for you. And then together, we have all we need. Amen.